Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, some state baseball recognition, details on a Brewer win, another grand salami for Milwaukee. Those stories and more coming up.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Yesterday in home talent baseball, Arena was a winner over Ridgeway 7-0. In the Western section, it was a 6-5 win for Pine Bluff Mount Horeb over Argyle. Verona 4, Wyota nothing. Hollidale took 2 from Muscadet, 18-0 and 5-2. And Belleville, a winner against Schulzburg Benton, 3-2. Dodgeville was a victor against Blanchardville, 11-3 on Saturday. In the northern section, Cazenovia and Plain were tied at 5 when the Friday night game was suspended in the bottom of the 5th inning. Middleton was a winner against Cazenovia on Saturday, 12-0. It was Sauk Prairie getting a win, 10-5 over Wisconsin Dells in the first game of a doubleheader. Sauk Prairie won 7-5 in the nightcap. Ashton, 10-0 over Cross Plains. Mazamani edged Middleton, 1-0. And Reedsburg over Wanakee, 16-4. In the eastern section, Monona, 2-0 over Rio. Columbus, 6, Sun Prairie, 1. And Monona over Waterloo, 17-5. In the southeast section, it was Stoughton, 14-6 over Evansville. 6-1, Cambridge beat Albion. Jefferson 6, Stoughton 1, Utica 4-1 over McFarland, Evansville 17, Lake Mills 3, and Fort Atkinson 6-2 over Footville. Some All-State awards and honors continue to pile in from this past spring and the spring sports season. Michael Hernan has more.
The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association has announced its All-State teams, Players of the Year, and other award information for the 2024 season. The WBCA Players of the Year in Division 1, Peyton Gibbon of Oak Creek. In Division 2, Keegan Jerschel of Mosinee. In Division 3, Logan Dunn from Wautoma. In Division 4, Jameson Johnson of Pecatonica. The 2024 WBCA All-State teams for the first team for pitchers, Nolan Buss from Arrowhead, Noah Weck from Manitowoc Lincoln, and Noah Marshke from Stevens Point. The catcher, Hunter Carlson from Hudson. The infielders, Eddie Reinders from Wisconsin Lutheran, Keegan Jerschel from Mosinee, Eddie Peters from Aquinas, Ian DeCellier from Keele, and Tate Schmidt from Wanakee. The outfielders, Cade Palkowski from Oak Creek, John Hadley from Sun Prairie East, and Logan Dunn from Wautoma. The designated hitters slash utility players, Peyton Gibbon from Oak Creek and Mason Roll from West Bend East. The second team for the pitchers, Ben Moser from Sussex Hamilton, Easton Bob from Chippewa Falls, and Drayton Liu from Janesville Craig. The catcher, Maddox Lezard from Muskego. The infielders, Sam Moses from Cedarburg, Trent Cornell from Altoona, Max Glusick from Sun Prairie East, Dawson Luther from Pittsville, Jacob Garth from Stevens Point, and Chance Ruby from Wilmot. The outfielders, Marshall Locke from Union Grove, Trevor Vandehey from Wrightstown, Easton Arndt from DePere, and Braylon Nystrom from Stevens Point. The designated hitter-slash-utility players, Drew Cavanaugh from Sun Prairie East and Carson Clausen from Freedom. The third team for the pitchers, Bobby Barrera from Union Grove, Henry Bishop from Edgewood, Parker Bleck from Xavier, and Tavian Schrammick from Blair Taylor. The catcher, Peter Visconti from Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic. The infielders, Chase Horseman from Bangor, Brandon Schopf from Appleton North, Sawyer Stein from Eau Claire Memorial, and Dominic Santarelli from Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic. The outfielders, Tanner Peterson from Aquinas, Sam Ostrenga from Sun Prairie East, and Logan Hagman from Hudson. The designated hitter slash utility players, Sawyer Deering from Kimberly, and Jameson Johnson from Pecatonica. Honorable mention for pitchers, Josh Steger for Lomira, Sam Mommer from St. Thomas More, Jake Ross from Wisconsin Lutheran, Braden Bazanson from Hudson, Colin Huppert from Prescott, Tyler Schrodel from Jefferson, Charlie Vandenberg from Little Chute, Ethan Plogg from Bayport, Brady Koster from Kimberly, Garrett Shoup from Mosinee, Braden Peterson from Viroqua, Aaron Blase from Holman, and Josiah Ruiz from Belmont. The catchers, Tarek Verhage from Monona Grove, Quade Thompson from Wrightstown, Brady LaViolette from Notre Dame, Gavin Abremski from Mosinee, and Elijah Knudsen from Pecatonica. The infielders, Jacek Gutowski from Milwaukee King, Charlie Whalen from Dominican, Josh Diorio from Whitnall, Jack Zeller from Kenosha Indian Trail, Leo Lauscher from Eau Claire Memorial, Landon Zuli from Hudson, Aiden Kammer from Jefferson, Maddox Pook from Green Lake Princeton, Eli Bryant from Beaver Dam, Winston Alonzo from Reedsburg, Carter Callies from Bayport, Axel Donaldson from De Pere, Duke Schovald from West De Pere, Miles Fry from Viroqua, and Tyler McKeon from Pecatonica. The outfielders, Eric Kennessy from Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic, Ryan Berghauer from Brookfield East, R.J. Tomei from Hartford, Nate Schopf from Oak Creek, Cameron Deermeyer from Elk Mound, Kellen Smith from Altoona, Garrison Code from Verona, A.J. Price from Nina, Carter Schmidt from West De Pere, Tegan Warner from Krivitz, and Devin Nedlin from Westby. The designated hitter slash utility players, Landon Hagenau from Kettle Moraine Lutheran, Caden Russo from Elk Mound, Abraham Alberg from Northwood Solon Springs, Cal Morrow from Monona Grove, Tanner Raby from Medford, and Micah Salisbury from Ithaca. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Well, when Bryce Tarang homered with the bases filled yesterday against the Cubs, it was Milwaukee's fifth Grand Slam in eight games. This is how it sounded on the Brewer Radio Network.
1-0 pitch. Fly ball to deep right. Are you kidding me? Another Grand Slam! 7-1 Brewers on the fifth Grand Slam in the last 8 days. You can't make it up. And the second one of the season for Bryce Tarang. Wow.
The Brewers went on to win 7-1. Starter Freddie Peralta claimed his sixth win, combining with Jacob Junis on a two-hitter. Christian Yelich also went deep with one on board, also in the fourth. It was the second Grand Slam for Tarang in the last five games. While most of Major League Baseball is off today, the Brewers are right back in action, starting a four-game series at Colorado. Bryce Wilson starts the first game of that series coming up this evening. In other games from Sunday, Pittsburgh 4-2 over Atlanta. St. Louis shut out Cincinnati 2-0. Philadelphia 7, Miami 6. San Francisco 10-4 over the Dodgers. In the American League, the Yankees 8, Toronto 1. Kansas City 6-2 over Cleveland. Detroit beat the Angels 7-6. Minnesota 5, Seattle 3. Texas 11-2 over Baltimore. In interleague action, Tampa Bay 5-0 over Washington, Boston 4, San Diego 1, Houston 10-5 winners against the Mets, Colorado 5, the White Sox 4, Arizona 5-1 winners against Oakland. Third down efficiency is a major offensive stat, but sometimes it's better not to get there. The best offenses make a big gain on first and second down plays. That was a weakness for the Packers last season and something they intend to do better with a young offense that's growing up together. Sharp Football Analyst reports Green Bay was 18th out of 30 teams when it came to how many third down snaps it had. With quarterback Jordan Love in his second season as a starter, it could be a natural impact on the team if they can improve. prove that. Simone Biles is heading back to the Olympics. The gymnastics star clinched an automatic spot on the five-woman U.S. team by breezing to victory at the Olympic trials. Biles posted a two-day total of 117.225 in what was essentially a tune-up before the games. The 2016 Olympic champion appears to be as good as ever at age 27. Biles is returning to the spotlight 3 years after pulling herself out of multiple finals at the 2020 games to focus on her mental health. Biles says she isn't worried about history repeating itself in Paris. It looks like the Bucks front office is ready and willing to part with valuable pieces to improve the team's roster. Yahoo Sports and Hoops Hype both say other league executives believe Milwaukee will make players like Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis available in high-profile deals. Most of the early talk has centered on veteran center Brook Lopez. Connaughton looks like the most likely trade candidate due to his modest $9.4 million contract. If it happens, it means the Bucks are ready to increase minutes for players like A.J. Green, Marlon Beauchamp, and Andre Jackson Jr. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.